Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Another beautiful fall morning here in the Crescent City, about 55 degrees if you average your temperatures, going up to 76 today, and it's going to be that way pretty much for tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, maybe warming a little bit into Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but then it cools off a little bit by next weekend, although they're not saying any real chance for showers, so pretty much dry till then. Good time to get the car or truck or whatever you got washed. Glenn Gobo joins us now, editor of Tiger Rag, talk about Frank Wilson, LSU quarterback situation, and more. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about Tiger Rag before we run out of time.
We just started.
I know, but I just want to make sure I get you plugged in. That's all. I'm trying to help, Glenn. Do a brother a favor here, will you?
TigerRag.com, free website. We've got a lot on the coaching search, got a column on Lane Kiffin up right now, and basketball, all the football shenanigans on the website, and we'll continue with that until this crazy time at LSU finishes.
Shenanigans is a good word. Tell me what's on, what do you think is on Frank, if Frank Wilson was to make a list of things to do after the game on Saturday night, what do you think would be against Alabama? What do you think would be on his list, top five things?
After the game Saturday against Arkansas?
Yeah.
What he wants to do Saturday night?
No. After the game, what was on his list for this week?
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, well, it's the same list it's always been, which he kind of said after the game. You know, he's got to improve the running game, which he did a little bit. I would say the offensive line, but, you know, you can only be as good as what you have there. Mm. They need to stop the false start penalties. I mean, really, the team looked almost exactly the same as it did under Kelly last week.
I think so, that's a great observation because, you know what, I was thinking the same thing as I sat there looking at it. I did.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, is what I wrote about. And, you know, he's in a tough situation. You know, when Coach O took over in the middle of the 15 season, there was a lot of talent on that team, and he did a great job with it, but he had a lot more going for him at that point. I don't think Frank is in a situation where he can really improve the situation.
This offensive line situation is a bad one because it seems like a lot of times I'm seeing 3-5, and I don't know what you do about that, Glenn.
No. Really, as much talk as there has been about Brian Kelly, the real reason he didn't win enough at LSU, because he was fired without cause because he didn't win enough, is because he didn't recruit high school talent well enough. you know, rarely in the, you know, not a top 10 recruiter, not a top 5 recruiter. They just didn't have the same talent they had under Coach Joe and Les Miles, who were excellent recruiters, and then Saban, the best ever before that. And there's, and they were behind in the portal. They just started doing that this past year. So there's just not a lot of talent, not a lot of draftable talent in the LSU program, and that's rare.
So let's say, yeah, because last year certainly there was with the offensive line. Let's say Lane Kiffin comes in. What would he have to change? What would be the first thing? What are his strengths? What can he bring to the program, Glenn?
Well, the first thing he would need to bring is a quarterback, and he's really good at getting quarterbacks, particularly via the portal. Maybe he would bring one of his from Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Nussmeier's a senior, and I really don't think Van Buren was ever seen as the prospective starter after Nussmeier leaves. So the next quarterback at LSU is not on the roster right now, so he needs to bring that in. And he would be the first true offensive coordinator ever to be LSU's head coach. That would be a step in the right direction, because that's the movement now, is offensive head coaches. And I would say just overall organization and effort and hunger. You know, I think Brian Kelly wasn't as hungry when he came to LSU as he was in previous jobs he had.
So Blake Baker would stay around, you think?
I don't know. Blake's been up and down as LSU's defensive coordinator. Head coaches like to bring in their own guy. Lane has always hired a great staff, which was one of Kelly's problems and really Coach Orgeron's problems too. At the end, they didn't hire good staff. So Lane may want to bring in his own guy on defense.
So what do you think Frank Wilson should try to accomplish with the games that's left? What would be the best thing that he could do for LSU?
Well, you know, the best thing he did last Saturday was that the team did play hard. They played spirited. They looked to have a little more energy than they had in recent games. So he needs to keep doing that, especially coming off a loss. And this is a winnable game more so than last week. It could be a really high-scoring game because it's two poor defenses. Mm-hmm. So he's just got to work on the spirit of the team and keep things going. But his most important job is you know, starting now and at the end of the season, keeping the roster together, not having a mass exodus to the portal, and keeping the recruiting class together. He's got an early signing period coming up the first week of December, and they probably won't have their head coach yet. So that's going to be really key for him until they do find a head coach. If that's Kiffin, it might not be till January. So Kiffin would need to keep Frank if he can keep the roster together.
Tell me about the timing of all of that. If it were to be Lane Kiffin, he would LSU could not approach him or could tell you what, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back about the timing of Lane Kiffin if, in fact, LSU goes after him. We're talking with Glenn Gobo, editor of Tiger Rag 720, Traffic Now, WWL. Meet the old boss, same new boss, same as the old boss. Glenn Gobo with the quote from The Who earlier, editor of Tiger Rag. Glenn, let's talk about the timing of LSU and approaching Lane Kiffin, when they can talk to him, when they can't talk to him, when he can announce something, when he can't. And that's all based on transfer portal, on recruiting, et cetera.
Well, that song reminds me of the Saints Super Bowl, right? They played that at halftime.
Did they?
The Who.
Oh, yeah, they sure did. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yes, that was one better halftime shows I enjoyed, at least. Although I was a little bit too nervous to enjoy it, Glenn. Right?
And the Saints were figuring that onside kick, so I don't think they were enjoying it either.
No.
But they were working.
They were working.
Those
That's
are the
right.
days, right?
Yes, sir.
No, the NFL has always been much more organized than college football, and they got clear rules about when you can talk to a coach who's an acting head coach who's in the playoffs. You know, that those rules don't exist in college football, so it's you know, gentleman's agreement. There's no gentleman anymore in the game. So I think, you know, it's whatever LSU wants to do. You know, they may have already talked to Lane Kiffin's people. I mean, Jimmy Sexton is Lane's agent. Virg Ausberry has known Jimmy Sexton for a long time. So those things are going to be going on in secret. You know, maybe something would leak out at the end of the regular season. That's what I wrote about today. But if that would be real strange if they do hire Lane. I think it'd be a great hire. But he would want to. I know he would want to coach his team through the end because they're undefeated and they have as good a chance as anyone is winning the national championship. So you got to let him do that. And if it gets out that he's coming to LSU or going to Florida while he's still coaching the team, you know, that could get a little crazy. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all goes down.
Has Lane Kiffin said anything about this at all?
Well, you know, naturally he hasn't said anything specific, but it was very interesting. I wrote this is on the website this morning. At his press conference Monday, he was asked, what are your top priorities for a college head coaching job? He didn't mention LSU or Florida, but Lane started talking about big stadiums, which Ole Miss doesn't have, mm-hmm. national championships, which Ole Miss doesn't have, Heisman trophies, which Ole Miss doesn't have, and he said proximity to talent, which the state of Mississippi around Ole Miss does not nearly have like Louisiana has and Florida. So he was basically saying he wants a job like LSU or Florida. I think most people kind of think this is his last year at Ole Miss, so it's going to come down to LSU or Florida, I would think.
Would LSU be a long-term home for him?
Well, define long term. I would say, yeah, he'd be there.
Nick Saban at Alabama long term.
Yeah, that's a rarity that's happened. But Lane is 50. I mean, I could see him staying at LSU at least 5 years. I've always thought Lane would be a great head coach again in the NFL. I wanted the Saints to hire him when they hired Dennis Allen, mm-hmm. and when they hired the last coach. So if he would come to LSU and do well, I think the only chance of him leaving would be for an NFL head coaching job, but that would be years down the road.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate the time. You can go to TigerRag.com, find a lot of commentary there. We're waiting for. I got that right, huh? Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, Glenn Gobo,
commentary.
Editor of TigerRag.com. A lot of commentary there. You bet. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to Steve Nelson when we come back. General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. It's been dry, so you really don't think about the Sewerage and Water Board, what with no rain and so forth, but all we need is one rainstorm, and that'll get it back on our radar. So we'll talk about what's going on with the power plant, what else is going on with different power facilities and more when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Beautiful fall morning in a Crescent City and the surrounding areas. You average a temperature around the mid-50s or so, going up to 76 or so, and it's going to be that way for the rest of the week and into the weekend, warming next week. And then maybe a little bit cooler by next weekend, but no chance for showers, which is good news for the people at the Sewerage and Water Board, I would think. We welcome in Steve Nelson now, General Superintendent of the SNW.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
of New Orleans. How you doing, Steve?
Living the dream, Tommy. How are you?
I bet you are. Tell me about this dry weather. When it's like this, what do you guys use these opportunities to do?
Dry weather can be a blessing for us. When it's dry for too long, it can be a challenge on some of the infrastructure, because if you think about like the sponge on your sink, it's on the side of your sink. If it dries out for too long, it starts to shrink. And then the same thing happens with some of our soil, so we start having water main breaks at a rate higher than normal. But from a stormwater perspective, it's pretty easy to succeed when there's nothing to pump.
Got to pick your poison, huh?
That's it.
Tell me about Turbine 5.
Yeah, T5's back online. As of last week, we had an issue with some controls. They had to chase down a fault. They got that figured out, got it fixed. It's back on and available.
What's going on with the new power plant?
We have three frequency changers that are taking that 60 hertz power that Entergy provides and then turning that into 25 hertz power. And the first of those three is undergoing a reliability phase test, which is essentially a test that has to be 30 days of flawless operation before we check the box on that test. That should be done here in December. And then the second frequency changer should be available for use here in November. So that will give us 44 megawatts, which is our peak demand capacity on these brand new pieces of equipment.
Tell me, if you can, while we're not worried about flooding conditions and so forth, for people that don't know, take me back through Sewerage and Water Board 101, if you will, and how the system is designed and maintained.
Yeah, so our drainage system starts at the gutters and the catch basins. The water flows through that to the canals, and then it's pumped through a series of pumps. We have 93 major drainage pumps throughout the city of New Orleans, about half of which run on a flavor of power that's a little different than what Entergy makes, and that goes back 100 years to when, you know, before electricity was standardized across the country. And so in order to power those pumps, we have historically for the last 100 years generated our own 25 hertz power. And so we're getting into a new scenario where we're not relying on things like Turbine 4, which is built in the very early 1900s, World War I era, and getting into a position where we're utilizing new equipment and utilizing power from Entergy with backup from brand new turbines.
Tell me turbines that, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, does that answer what you're looking for?
It does, but I think sometimes people, and I get a text here about, they don't understand about turbines and pumps and what powers what and how and the kind of like what it takes to get the pumps going, et cetera.
Yeah, and the pumps themselves are typically very reliable. I know the age-old concern is, well, why didn't you turn the pumps on? Well, it's very seldom an issue with the pumps themselves. What has historically been a chronic problem for us is the power supply. So getting the power to the pumps and having the power to run the pumps has been the weak link for us. And so this new power complex is going to replace, in particular, Turbine 4, and then eventually these electromotive diesels. So it's going to make things a lot simpler and a lot more modernized.
So a turbine is a generator, basically?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have turbines 4, 5, and 6 right now, and 4 is a steam-driven unit. The insides of it, the guts of it, basically look like a jet engine, even though it's World War I era.
How are you generating the steam?
So there's a big natural gas boiler at our Carrollton water plant. So, yeah, we take natural gas from Delta Utilities, boil water, create steam, run that through the turbine, and that generates 25 hertz electricity.
What number one is that, Steve? What turbine what?
That's number 4.
Okay.
So then number 5 is circa early 1950s. That's a natural gas-fired unit. So that unit, we just burn get it spinning, start burning natural gas. That spins the turbine, and that makes 25 hertz power.
So it cuts out the steam part of it. You don't have to generate
steam first. That's right. You short-circuit
the steam part of it. This is valuable stuff. I don't think people understood this. Go ahead. Keep going. You're on a roll.
All right. Very well. Well, turbine 6 was installed in the early 2010s. That was an Army Corps of Engineers project, and that's actually a jet engine. So it's a GE unit. It's taken a jet engine that burns. It can actually, oddly enough, burn natural gas or diesel. And that's, spin the jet engine, and then that generates 60 hertz power, which you can then run through a frequency changer to make 25.
Okay. So now, go ahead.
We've also got other power assets if you're interested in hearing about those.
I do want to hear about those when we come back, all right? Because I think this is interesting, and we don't have time to talk about this when the streets are flooded, but we do now. So let's. 7:50, 10 till 9. You got any questions about the surge and water board? I also want to ask about catch basin cleaning and all that stuff. 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along to Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Surge and Water Board of New Orleans. Seems to know what he's doing. He's a PE, and he should. Traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Surge and Water Board of New Orleans. We're going to get back to power assets in a second, Steve, but I did want to ask you about smart meters. Somebody texted in and said, what's the deal with smart meters, installation, the way they're working, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, man, great question and a really good story. We've reached substantial completion on that. We've got over 90% of the 144,000 meters installed right now, and it's making a huge difference. Instead of having a read on your meter every other month, our customers are getting reads every single hour. And if you sign up, I'll plug our customer portal, which is free, and it doesn't cost anything, not selling your information. You can go to swbno.org and sign up for an online portal account where you can check your usage on the hour. You'll get automated alerts if we detect a leak. So if water's running 24/7 for two straight days, you'll get an alert to go look for a leak. It saves you money on your bill. It's been a very, very successful program.
What about catch basin cleaning? Are you guys doing that now as opposed to Public Works? And does the budget mess affect you all at all?
We are doing catch basin cleaning, as of January of this year. So from 91 to January 2025, it was a responsibility of the Department of Public Works. Well, now it's Sewerage and Water Board. And what we're finding is next to this power complex, getting away from generating power with, horse and buggy era turbines, the single most important thing that I can do as an organization, that our team can do, is to clear the drainage on a block-by-block basis. We've pulled over 10 million pounds of debris out of the system so far this year. But, yeah, the budget piece is critical for us. We got to be able to continue to pay the contractors, staff up, and that's going to be a big focus for us.
So, like, in terms of percentage of catch basins cleaned a year, do you go through it? Because you never stop, right? I mean, as soon as you finish, time to go start where you ended.
No, the average / standard is about 20% a year, and we're at about 10% of the catch basins and 5% of the lateral line. So you got to clean the small pipes, too. You can't just do the catch basin. You got to clean the pipes, too. So we're not where I want to be, but I know that we're already having a positive effect. We got to continue to do that.
Thank you, Steve. We'll get back to the power next time you come on. If it doesn't get in the canal, you can't pump it out. That's why it's so important to clear those lines in the catch basins. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to J.P. Morrell on WWL.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.